Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has filed suit against the Pennsylvania State Police after it came to light that the state police have a slightly lower pass rate for women on their physical fitness test. 94% of men passed the test, and only 71% of women passed. The feminists obviously demanded this lawsuit. According to their ideology, if women can't do as well as men on a fitness test for a job, it must be discrimination, and the test must be discarded for everyone. Now, it seems that the feminists want Pennsylvania to ignore the fact that the job of a state trooper includes difficult and dangerous physical challenges that can require real physical strength and endurance beyond the capabilities of many women. Just last year, a Pennsylvania state trooper helped catch a suspect escaping in a tractor trailer by hanging on to the truck's grab bar with one hand while it continued to drive down the highway. The suspect then crashed the truck and had to be pursued on foot as he fled into the woods. It's obvious that a man's physical skills were very useful. The Pennsylvania State Police employ more than 4,600 workers today, many of whom presumably passed this fitness test. But the Obama lawsuit is demanding that the test must no longer be used because there might have been 45 additional women on the workforce if this test had not been used. Even when the test was made simpler, the men's passing rate rose 4%, but the women's only rose 1%. No one has yet devised a physical fitness test on which women as a group perform as well as men. The only way to eliminate that gap is to eliminate testing altogether. The fact that a few more men pass the Pennsylvania State Police fitness test than women is simply not acceptable to feminist ideology.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
DetoxUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of microplant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. At least I think I'm here. Am I live today or am I Memorex? Today's date is the 29th of December, 2014. I guess that means I'm alive. Ron McDonald, are you alive?
I'm alive. For how long, I don't know.
Well, there's no guarantees. You're damn lucky you were born in the first place.
Yes, this is true. How was your weekend?
Oh, crap, I don't know.
Oh, that good, eh?
It's stuff. I mean, yeah. It's the time of the year. This is the first Christmas I've spent all by my lonesome in 61 years. And a lot of those I can't remember. Well, at least the younger ones, you know.
Yeah.
People say that, well, I have memories of when I was 1 year old. Yeah, maybe. And memory is what? You know, it is not like we have had a VHS tape rolling that's 25,000 miles long. And our memory simply consists of little snapshots of events in our lives.
Very selective.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's self-effacing and self-protective as well. The bad stuff, you have a tendency not to recall. Or you might have an inkling of a bad memory and you really don't explore it. You know, who wants to do that? That's like watching... I don't know. That's like, for me, it's like watching Jerry Seinfeld. It's very painful.
Yes.
Yeah, just. Hey, you need to get those lungs fixed, by the way.
I will. I promise you, I will.
Well, and if you mute me, don't forget to unmute after you.
I know. I already did that a couple times.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, on the last show.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're here and we're on this side of the green grass. Hey, people have been inquiring here, especially low-power FMs. What happened to your satellite? You've been down for a week. Yeah, I know. And that's the KU. And if we don't pay them, it won't get turned back on. So, oh, God. You know, the economy is affecting a lot of things. I'm still watching for at least some news on the mainstream media, and I was tickled this morning, not surprised, and it even made me laugh, Ron. There was CNN for 2.5, and I quit watching, paying attention. I was doing other work, you know, web work and whatever else, and every once in a while I would just break my concentration to see what they were babbling about. And for a solid 2.5 hours, it's this new missing plane that's come up missing. They haven't found the last one yet. But this one, they're sure they're going to find within 12 hours. Okay, great. For 2.5 hours, they were on so long that even a Virgin flight in England, they got word that, breaking news. You heard it here first. Breaking news. Breaking news about what? A plane turned back because they had a light on a landing gear. So they turned back, And guess what? They landed. There was nothing wrong with the landing gear. But you heard it first, and then they went right back into the same crap. I couldn't believe it. They covered no other news. And I'm sitting here tapping my foot going, you know, we're melting down here. Are you going to talk about anything else? No, of course they're not. Of course they're not.
They're a little more transparent on this one than they were on the Malaysia one.
Well, that's because I don't think anything funky happened, except, let me see, Obongo had a golfing outing that was cut short. he was over there golfing with him yesterday. And then this morning their plane blew. Coincidence? Yeah, it might be. But the guy from the Malaysia, forgive me, I forget his name, if I ever did know him. But he said he had to cut his meeting short. He had to get back because he's only got a couple hundred thousand people that have been displaced by floods. And him being the president of Malaysia, he's got to get back. But I just found that the timing interesting. He goes all the way to Hawaii, and the guy there is from Malaysia, and they're out on the golf course. Now, it is around the holidays, and we know Obongo likes to play golf. For what reason? Somebody ought to tell him it's a rich white man's game. Just teasing, Barack. We know you're half white. Yeah, just teasing. Color doesn't have a damn thing to do with it. It's the content of your character. And this character has no content. I can tell you that. So what's going on with you?
With me?
Yeah.
Basically nothing. We had a great Christmas. I had the grandkids over. We had prime rib roast. Mm. And all the little stuff that goes around that, and shared presents and kicked them out.
Cool. Well, I can guarantee you one thing. I only got about a half a dozen emails and probably only a half a dozen cards into the network. And I think people were afraid. They didn't know what to say to me this year. So I think they didn't say anything.
That is a difficult situation.
It is.
The thing is you don't want to share your happiness when the other person is alone. Well, you know, it's like, oh, geez, going through.
Where did I hear that? It was in a movie someplace, and they were talking about being around people that were so up all the time, you ended up hating them because they were so up.
Yeah.
You know, and usually the people that are just happy-go-lucky and a little twinkly and they got a late skip in their step and, you know, hey, the world's great. What are you so depressed about? You know, these people wouldn't know a Twinkie from a hole in the ground. They just know that they're just happy people and what's wrong with you? Well, I'm sorry, I lost my job. My business blew up, you know. The world's on the verge of World War III. People are dying all over the place. Government is lying to us constantly. But why not just be happy? Well, if I can unplug myself from reality and take whatever drug you're taking, you know, it's been said that ignorance is bliss. Not if it can kill you.
This is true.
Not if it wants to kill you.
It is difficult to wish a happy holiday when, seriously, we know you're not having a happy holiday. One can't have a happy holiday if you're spending it alone.
Well, you know, it.
Unless you inherited $1 million at that point or something.
Oh God! If I inherited $1 million, Michael Rivera would be back on his network because I'd buy his butt off of GCN, and I would go behind scenes. I'd drop my show, work even harder getting this network back in shape. It's pretty much in shape. We've got a few holes during the week that we have to fill with programming. I was talking to a gentleman down in Cartersville. His name will remain nameless. Did that make any sense?
No.
He will go nameless. But he's down in Cartersville, Georgia. And he and I were talking today. And I hadn't spoken to this guy in a long time. And we were comparing stuff. And I said, you know, he said, yeah. He said, I was rebroadcasting you, and I heard about all the stuff that happened this year, and he said, you know, I'm really sorry. I said, hey, you know, that's yesterday. What's important is today and what goes on tomorrow. And I said, and if you don't do that, sometimes you'd want to walk off the edge of the earth. You'd want to join the flat earth people. But he and I pretty much agreed He says, I have tapes of you. He said, going back 20 years when you were on shortwave with Kornke. And he says, I've been listening to just year by year, you know. He says, it has been simply amazing the amount of talk show hosts that you've had on that network and the information that they have dropped. And he says, it was just an endless stream. And I said, yeah. I said, in 10.5 years, yeah, there have been a slew of people. He says, and some of these folks are now dead. And we talked about that for a while. You know, that's an inevitability. When they tell you death and taxes are inevitable, yeah, death certainly is. But taxes, well, that's debatable. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. Ron McDonald, author of They Own It All, Including You.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. And Ron, I spoke to you a little bit about this before the program today, that some people are on the bus and they're now standing along the roadside.
Yeah.
And as succinctly and clearly as I can put it, it's time to get back on the bus. And this gentleman that I was talking to down in Georgia, you know, he was giving me the same thing. I mean, running a low-power FM. And he says, you know, he says, gosh, there was only a few people that complained when it went down. I said, but you can't expect I said, first of all, they don't know how to get a hold of you. Kind of incognito. And I said, and, you know, I never look at who complains, because it's only going to be a small percentage of people that will complain. I said, but key individuals, you never know who you're going to reach. And since he had been listening to me for all of these years, I mean, my God, going back over 20 years ago on WWCR, I mean, they never even gave me crap about talking about Israel. And they had transmitters that were pointed right at Israel. But they would let us run. I mean, they would not interfere. And I just said to him, I said, you know, it's hard for a lot of people to stick, you know, to stay the course. And stay the course, last night in the wee hours of the morning, I woke up for whatever reason in the middle of the night, and I watched The Patriot with Mel Gibson. And this guy almost gave up. His boys were killed. You know, this is the Revolutionary War. He almost gave up, and he was encouraged to stay the course. Stay the course. What if, during the Revolutionary War, you know, Washington, the bloody footprints in the snow and all that stuff, if they would have given up? I mean, it was tough, man. Facing the best army on the face of the planet, the British regulars. You know, we had a Continental Army, underfunded, undertrained, and then we had them militia people that hung out in the woods and would fire at you from behind the fence post. Yeah. And they were damn good shots. They had to be. Because this is how they would feed themselves. If you were a bad shot, guess what? You died of starvation. So there was many, many dark times in this country. Many, many years.
But, you know, John, those people, and I refer to the people that fought in the Revolutionary War, they had something that is kind of rare today, and it's called principles. And they would be willing to die for their principles. I don't meet too many people that are willing to die for their principles.
Well, as I said to this gentleman that we'll go nameless. I said everything else about him. He can't hear me today because KU's off. But I told him, I said, you know, it's just waking up key individuals. You know, what did we have during the Revolutionary War? I mean, we didn't have 300 million people in this country, but we had about, some guesstimates put it up to 5 million people. Or, I'm sorry, 5% of the population. But it might have ranged in between 3 and 5% that weren't Tories, that weren't going to kiss the king's backside. And yeah, I think it's about time that we start our own stuff here. It was a very small percentage. And as I started to say a little bit earlier, you never know who you're going to grab a hold of. I mean, Dear Donnie, Mark Kornke's now broadcast partner, he took over the reins when I left. But if it wouldn't have been for him bugging me, just being a real pain in the rear, hey, come here, did you see this? Yeah, Don. What do you got now? Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll look at it later. I'd walk right in my office and throw it in a round file. And then finally, I was on my way to being an upwardly mobile yuppie. I was in my 30s. Hey, let's just get on with it. I've played around enough in life. I've partied a little bit. I've had my fun. Now let's start getting a little serious. And then this guy comes along. So it really pissed me off. So I set out to prove what he was saying to me was wrong, because I had my precepts and my concepts. It's conceptualized in my brain as to how things were and the universe according to John. Well, that did it. That's all that it took. I tried to prove the guy wrong. All I did was prove him right. And then the rest, as they say, is at least personal history. But you never know who you're going to wake up. And you never know what fruit, that seed, that once it grows and bears that fruit, you don't know where it's going to go. And I said, the problem that we're having is we don't have enough people that are informed. Everybody knows there's rotten apples in the barrel. They know that. But they don't fully understand how deep this rot is and where it's come from. And how, more importantly, what we need to do to rectify it. And I'm starting to get a little pissed off with people that, you know, are just whining and complaining. Look, I'll be flat out honest with you people right now. If we have to go to war, we got to have a second American Revolution, or as I like to call it, a restoration. Restoration really doesn't fire up the government computers, but revolution does. Ah, well, I said it anyhow. Do you actually think that we can go up against the best equipped army on the face of the planet? Well, there might be some argument there, but it's pretty big, and it can be pretty nasty. Oh, and then we have this other thing we call NATO. You see, it is every other country that will come to render aid and assistance. You know, this is kind of a UN kind of thing, you know, the coalition troops. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But they're obligated to come to our defense, especially if stuff starts to happen in this country. They're going to have endless supply of personnel. They've got endless supply of money. Just watch them. They'll just print whatever they need, and they will make war and blow the crap out of anybody they want to. This is what's looming in our future if we don't really get serious. And, you know, I won't go any deeper into that conversation of what I had with this gentleman, but he says, man, you've done one hell of a job over the years. And I said, well, you know what? I'm not done yet. I said, because people are starting to wake up. And he goes, well, I don't know. I think we got all we're going to get. I said, poppycock. I said, how many people in this country have never heard of Republic Broadcasting Network? I said, what, 98% of the population? I said, do you realize how many people that are out there that would be another John Stadtmuller or another Jack Otto or another Ron McDonald? Or give it a name, give it a list. Holy mackerel. There are people out there with their hands in their pockets shuffling around in the parking lot not knowing which way to go. But if they have a direction, they'll certainly head that way. What else do they have? More doom and gloom and crap into the future? But everybody is missing the point. If we miss out on this opportunity to turn this ship around, it is my opinion that we are the linchpin. Once we wink out, the globalist bastards win because they have all the control of the information. Yeah, tell me about internet again. That's a flip of the switch, bud. They can turn that stuff off. Oh, well, they can turn you off as well. Yeah, but they haven't done that yet because we fly under the flag of communications. You better grab your stuff if we're forced off the air. Not for non-payment of satellite bill, but if we're forced off the air, that's going to give you a heads up that it's time to do a little pucker and Katie bar the door, because it's a-coming. But people, the ones that are slowed down or are standing along the roadside next to the bus stop, get back on the bus. We're not done. We haven't even really started yet. And we still have some time left. I'm not a magician, and I'm not a prognosticator. How much time? I don't know. But act like we don't have any time left. We'll be back in 3.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
All right, I don't know what RBN Chat Tango Chatters is, but I got an email from Jane. She says, since you've had a few emails, I thought I'd send you one. I don't observe Christmas myself. Haven't for many years. Brought up my children without it, so we don't get together for it. So I've been alone also, other than my landlord and the RBN Chat Tango Chatters. So you're not the only one alone. Hope things go well for you in the coming year. Take care, be good, etc. Jane. Chat Tango Chatters. Well, how do you get more people to listen? And when that gentleman said to me, I think we got all we're going to get, I'm thinking to myself, brother, if that's the case, let's just hang up the spurs. What did they do in Roman times? Let's eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Well, that's the last thing I want to do, is die with a hangover. But how do you reach people? How do you get out there? You know, other than every major media over the Sam Kennedy deal wanted me to go on television so they could skew me and persecute on airwaves Mr. Kennedy for the letter he sent to all the governors. Well, that shook him up a little bit. They're not going to invite me on a talk show host. Glenn Beck is not going to bring me on his program. Or Rush Limbaugh is not going to call me. Hell, even George Norrie, I couldn't get past his producer. They put Alex Jones on ad nauseum. And the producer kept going, well, I need a hook. You know, what do you want to talk about? I said, how about alternative radio? Oh, my goodness. How about the airwaves is cluttered up with crap? And we're real. We're here to report what's going on. We've done the research. Maybe we've not been 100% accurate, but we're so damn close to it, you can put that right there with grenades and horseshoes. On many, 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 many issues. Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, call up Alex Jones and get him on again. He'll just go up there and scare the crap out of people. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing to me that people say that this is it. No, it's not it. Because there's a lot of people we haven't been able to talk to, and you think about this out there, listeners. A lot of you leave this network on all day long. Why do you do that? Just to fill up the airwaves with some noise? No, you do that because you want to catch the topical stuff that it's happening today. You're here for the history. You're here for the undoing of the planned obsolescence of the good old U.S. of A. We don't want that. And how many times have you folks heard me on air? You know, don't give me this doom and gloom crap. So what we did, Ron, the next logical thing, how do we go out there and start tweaking a few more people? Because there's people out there that are, don't you think you're the only ones that got sick of the controlled five corporations own everything that you see here and read stuff? Yes, they are. Start looking at news stories in major newspapers and then start reading the reader's comments. Hell, they're gold mines. There was a New York Times article, I forget exactly what it was just out recently, complaining about the fact that the media is pretty much pablum and it's pretty much controlled. I thought I was doing somersaults when I started reading some of the responses the people that read that story and commented on it. I'm thinking, hey, there's untapped gold out there. So how to get to them? Well, bringing people like Erskine on air, having people like Don Campbell with umpteen years, more than he probably want to admit to. You know, people, veteran broadcasters, Jack Blood. I mean, he's picked up his pace, man. He's doing programming now like he used to do. These are the people that are going to go out, and people are going to hear them. And they're going to go, what is this? And they're going to crank their head around. You know, time was, Ron, in this country, that all we had was radio. And you know what people used to do? Ron, they would sit in their living rooms, and they wouldn't just listen to the radio, they'd stare at the radio. Seriously. They would stare at the radio.
Yeah. Intently.
Intently. Yeah. Because that was, aside from newspapers and magazines, that was it. That was the only form of mass communications. There wasn't television, thank God. You know, there was not internet. And for people to get on the internet, my God. Have you ever done this, folks? Have you ever looked at a YouTube video and after it's done, a bunch of different ones crop up? And 4 hours later, you're going, oh gosh, I got to stop this. Because there's the next video, the next video, the next video. Oh, I never saw that. Oh, this took me down a different trail. And before, you know, there's all that stuff out there. There is a load of information. We're here to try to narrow it down. Our country's kind of screwed up. We know the reasons why. And we need you to tell other people that there's, you know, yeah, we know we're in trouble. Yeah, there might be a chance we might not make it back, but we're not dead yet. Not by a long shot. And Ron, the emails, God, I wished I would have kept them all. I could spend an entire week's programming just reading emails from people going, you know, you people have taught me so much. I thought I knew what was up. Same thing I just relayed to you with good old Donnie Betcher. I was going to make this guy go away if it was the last thing I was ever going to do. And look what happened. So you just never know. But you got to stay the course. You got to stay the course. And I know you're a little bit burned out. Hell, you think you're burned out? How do you think I feel? I'm not burned out. I'm just running out. 800-313-9443. You know, Obi in Colorado. Boy, you just popped up on my screen before I went into the story, Obi. Good timing.
Well, I just wanted to tell you about some censorship that actually is happening with the internet that I've ran into as I've been trying to listen to you. I broke my old computer, and then I went and got a new one, and every time I go to listen to you or any alternative news, when the window pops up, I'll hear 12 seconds, and it'll stop. Then I'll hear 15 seconds, and it'll stop. And then finally, after three or four tries, I can't get it to play at all unless I just totally reboot my computer. Well, earlier I had CenturyLink, and my nickname for them was Censored Link, because, you know, as my phone service was through them, when I would try to call and listen in on your number where you listen in over the phone,
right,
it wouldn't even allow me to connect.
And you had CenturyTel?
I had CenturyLink.
I'm sorry, yeah.
And, you know, now I have Xfinity, Comcast. I don't know, and all these companies are buying up all these other companies, and it's... But it, you know, the same thing happens if I go to listen to your show or any other alternative news, and I listen to about half a dozen of them. I don't get to listen to very much of it, and it cuts me off, and it cuts me off, and then I have to reboot and all this other. And by the time I get through doing that, I've missed 25 or 30 minutes of the show. And, you know, we even talked to the people at, you know, Best Buy where I bought my computer, and they even admitted, well, around here, if you're listening to certain things, you're not going to be able to.
Well, that'd be very. That, isn't that an interesting lawsuit? Wouldn't you like to make? Wouldn't you like to make a lot of money? Why don't you go after them on the First Amendment issues? Why don't you sue that company? Why don't you huff and puff and try to blow their damn house down? Because that is flat out censorship.
John, I have no clue how to do that, and I'm a very poor man. And even trying to get an attorney to represent me on this would be too much for me. I'm bedridden most of the time because I have a lot of medical issues, and I don't have the energy to fight it.
Well that's where you get a lot of people together that are having the same problem and then have a class action suit.
Well, I don't quite know how to do that. If you're bedridden and you don't get out much, you know, you don't contact a lot of people.
Well, call your neighbors. You know, you can go and there's a thing on the internet where you can find out who your neighbors are. And then call them and say, hey, are you having this problem? Let's get together, you know. Let's talk about this.
Well, maybe I need to explore that more because everybody in my neighborhood doesn't listen to the alternative news that I do.
Yeah, but sometimes you are a paying customer, Obi, and you should be allowed unfettered access to the information that's delivered via their product. And maybe just a little hint that you've talked to an attorney and he's chomping at the bit. I don't want to spend the money. I would just like my service returned. Would you quit blocking me? And sometimes that's just enough. Come on, man, be creative. Huff and puff and try to blow their house down, even though you only got a quarter of a lung left. I'm just teasing. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Well, John, I don't know. I'm on, you know, stage 3 kidney failure. My liver's failing. And I don't have a lot of energy, you know, but I just do want to let you know that kind of thing is going on. I will say one good thing is I have a long-term health care worker that comes in and talks to me occasionally, and she came in and talked to me, and somehow the conversation came up of real news as compared to fake news. And by the time the conversation was over with, she was walking out of my house with 12 of your business cards ready to share them with other people.
There you go. Hey, Obi, I've got a break. Thanks for your call.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible. Just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
There's something happening here, and it's become very, very clear. Chris in Las Vegas, what are you staying in Vegas? I heard that once you go to Vegas, you never leave.
Well, I hope that's not the ultimatum, but if I have to, I guess the worst place that I could go from.
I guess. What's on your mind, Chris?
Well, since you were discussing some of the intrusions, trespasses on your privacy on your cell phone or your computer, I thought I'd share one that happened to me yesterday that was very curious. You know, you've got a great host that comes on really early out here on the West Coast on Sunday mornings, Bruce G. McCarthy from Datumline. And I don't always get enough of Bruce, and I sometimes have missed some of his episodes, and I found some of them on YouTube, so I found a trilogy of his original Secrets of the Money System on there. It was a 3-show set. So I was sitting there in my bed yesterday afternoon when there was nothing else happening, and I was watching it. And all of a sudden, I look over, and my screen on my DARPA droid, or NSA droid, had turned full red. It had, up in the top left corner, the pyramid, with the all-seeing eye of Horus or Osiris.
Oh, they're just pulling your leg.
No, I'm serious. It's a coronary. It said Illuminati across the screen. I was absolutely shocked and surprised. Well, not really surprised, because I expect I'm being monitored 24/7, 365, since the truth is terrorizing the despots and tyrannical wannabes.
Yeah.
And the empire of lies. But I just was really shocked and awed that just looking at Bruce G. McCarthy's teachings, which tie in the biblical principles of sound money and support it with all sorts of biblical citations and talk about miscegenation and all these other diabolical schemes of invading the country with foreign mercenaries disguised as immigrants. It's such a truth-based story that's irrefutable that whenever the Illuminati showed up on my screen, I was really surprised.
Well, at least they didn't cut you off, did they?
Well, no, they did not. In fact, I just did my back button and went back to my normal screen, and it went away, so I was relieved at that. I was afraid my phone was going to lock up and melt down or blow up.
You know, it's funny you said that, because I'm thinking, when it turned red, did it start to heat up? And those little batteries do explode.
I've heard that. I don't know if it was going to do a Mission Impossible countdown after 6, 10 seconds, it was going to explode, but I kind of felt like that could happen.
Well, and you know, it warms the cockles of my heart that they're listening, because if I were them, I would be afraid. I'd be very afraid, because all they have is just BS and more BS. Everything that they touch, you know, it's not the Midas touch. Everything they touch turns to gold. I call it the fecal touch. Everything they touch just turns to crap.
Yeah, that's the Midas touch in reverse, I think.
Yeah. All right.
Well, also,
yeah.
One last thing. It's just really... it's so funny that their credibility is so in the toilet that nobody believes a word these flipping misinformation agents have changed ever put out anymore. I was suspect of this plane crash when I saw them putting on the air for 24/7, 365, and it looks like it could be another false flag event to distract the public from what's going on, since there's only one news station since Fox has been pulled from Dish TV. It makes a selection of what to watch very limited, and all you get is the Communist News Network.
Oh, well, you know, they're the good, they're halfway between MSNBC and CNN. and it's amazing to me that they even have any listeners left. I was watching one female, I forget her name, they're all just an endless cookie-cutter drone. They look a little bit different, but they all say the same thing. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching her feign. She's an actress. She's feigning concern over the people that have been lost on that Malaysian flight. And I'm looking at her and she's got these funky glasses on. And she's getting these permanent wrinkles in her forehead, feigning concern. And I'm just sitting there and I caught myself laughing out loud. You know, that's why I haven't abandoned my post. That's why I'm still here.
Because well, we certainly are glad that you are, and the RBM and your whole crew is there.
Yeah.
These are prostitutes, misinformation propagandists, and form of Edwin Bernays and Joseph Goebbels school of disinformation.
Well, I mean,
I really appreciate you and hope you have a fabulous and at least a sustainable new year.
Well, sustainable is all I've ever looked for. I mean, I'm to the point right now, and I'm making inquiries if somebody wants to buy a portion of this network to give us the funding. We've got everything we need now. It's just that, well, like I said, the one sales guy, and I have an opportunity to pick up another. It's all I need is a couple of salespeople to sell a little bit of advertising for the network. Jeff Bennett wanted to take off because I got to be careful what I say here. But I kept telling Jeff, do a financial show, damn it. Start interviewing people. You know, quit making this show about yourself. And I said, if you build the show and you're repping for Republic Trading Group, I said your sales will be there. I'm not gonna tell you that, you know, you're gonna be rolling in dough here. But the more people that listen to you, the more opportunity they're going to have to buy some insurance for the future. Nope, couldn't do that. Just had to run it into the ground and up and quit. Okay, I got you. So I'm even looking for another gold and silver company because I can't find a broker to rep for RTG. They all own their own coin shops. You know, they got their little gig going and they don't want to give it up because they're sitting on their own little pile of stuff.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it is. I mean, so what I've been doing since September is putting this network back together. Never had affiliate relations. Why the hell would we need affiliate relations? Because we weren't on a satellite that radio stations could pick up. They don't use KU, and they will not run internet. The timing issues. There's no firing codes in there to fire for their local breaks. So, you know, we've done everything that we need to do as a network, and we have weathered. We've been around since 2008. Anybody noticed how crappy things are? But we're still here. And I plan on staying here because there's people that are waking up now that haven't discovered us. And they're going to be thankful when they have.
Absolutely.
And one other thing, Chris, let me throw this in here while I'm on a tirade. You reach a point where it becomes attractive to people to join. You know, everybody says, oh, we need one or two great leaders out there. Well, no. Not one or two great leaders. I'd settle for 1,000 mediocre leaders that can bring in a few more people and educate them a little bit more. And I started to say in this hour that the tens of thousands of emails I've received over the years thanking us for what we're doing, that they had absolutely no idea. They were clueless. And many times that I've heard from these people, you know, I thought I knew what was going on, but I didn't know squat. Thank you very much for pointing the way, getting me out of the darkness.
I would just be thrilled if I were in a position to donate something to help continue Republic. I'm fighting foreclosure against the global cabal of gangster banksters. J.P. Morgan Chase, who claims they're a lender, who are not a lender, they're a purchaser.
Yeah.
And I know very, very much about this global banking scam and how it all works and how they hypothecate table-funded loans and create debt out of thin air and charge you with your autograph to fund the loan they sell to some third-party secret investor, and every note is fraudulent on its face from the beginning.
It sounds to me like you've been listening to RBN.
Well, that and a few other studies and stuff on the side. I read the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Of course, it's morphing into the DOJ's extortion racket under the guise of protecting the public from financial calamities. But the government is a racketeer. That's all there is to it, John. But blessings to you, and thank you for letting me attend your call. And
thank you,
hopefully
Chris.
We said something beneficial for the listeners.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate your call. Yeah, the only thing I have to do is stay the course. The only thing I have to do is to keep providing the platform, because they will come. They will come. And I started to say about, you know, why we're carrying this one bird, Westwood One, getting programming out there. And I will, from time to time, I will be on those radio stations. And being the owner of the network will intrigue them to maybe visit the site. And oh my God, there's no stopping it then. Step by step, inch by inch. Sounds like an old Three Stooges. Niagara Falls. See, Ron, you remember that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you're too damn old. Hey, we'll take top of the hour break. Art and Philly, hang on through the break. 800-313-9443. And I am going to do this story. I've told people about this. Wait to hear this from Mr. Snyder.